Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Philip?
Yeah.
Hi, Philip, how are you?
All right.
Good, that's good to hear. Oh, before anything, I just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay? All right, thank you. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. This is regarding your account. I spoke with Dawn earlier. She called back and requested for me to call to this number. Did you get to speak with Dawn regarding the website? Do you have anything pending that's needed attention?
What?
Is there anything that needs attention when it comes to the website?
So
Dawn
there's
asked
several.
for us to call this number.
Oh yeah, there's several things you guys haven't completed yet, and I had a phone call with somebody yesterday that I was not very happy with.
Oh, my apologies in that experience. I did hear from Dawn about it, Philip. So that is why I asked Dawn to check with you if there's anything else that's needed to be completed on the website. And since you confirmed, what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule you a call with a different website specialist this time.
Okay, can we make sure it's somebody that can help solve the problem? Because every time we seem to schedule an appointment with somebody, I get on the phone with them and they tell me, oh, actually, I don't handle that. Every single time. It's been probably
Oh,
five times.
but this is mainly about website, correct, Philip?
Yes, website
Okay.
listings, there's several different issues, but.
No, I did speak with Dawn about the listings earlier, and we were able to get that all squared out. Is there any concern that you do have about the listings? Because if it's about the listings, then we will be able to discuss it. If it's about the website, then it's going to be specifically with our website team.
So yeah, I mean, go ahead and schedule that for the for tomorrow for the listings, but there, I have problems with the web. Sorry, I'm for the website. Go ahead and schedule that for tomorrow.
Okay.
But I've had just nothing but problems with those listings because you guys removed a ton of useful listings that would actually be used by people, and like I know Google tracks which websites you're listed to. And which ones are helpful and which ones people use. And it seems like a lot of those were removed and replaced by generic fake websites, quote unquote fake. They're real websites, but they're not, like there's no people to use those websites ever.
I do get your point, but these are called directory listings. These are just created records of business information that typically includes the name, address, and the phone number on your business, on your, I mean, of your business. So these are part of just the SEO, because what we mainly do with the SEO is definitely managing and keeping your Google business profile highly optimized. Together with that, we put you in different pages like those to support and to provide a strong visibility towards your name, okay, your business name, your business address, and the phone number. And currently, okay, those are the directory listings that we consider here at Local Splash. We can see, I mean, before, we have the old list, okay? Those are the old list. But since we continue to be updating, we continue with the changes that are currently on, then our team have actually resulted to creating these new set of duplicate, I mean, directory listings instead.
Duplicate's the right word. They're all the same website with just a little difference, and that actually does not help boost our Google. I've done a lot of research into this. It does not help boost our Google. I understand that you're supposed to have backlinks to support Google. They go through the backlinks and make sure as many backlinks as possible. I understand that, but you guys removed when we request the edits for the website name, they went through and removed useful websites or certain links that they probably, like, I'm guessing you guys couldn't edit and couldn't figure out a way to edit, so you just removed them entirely and replaced them with those duplicate websites, and that's just simply not good enough for me, to be honest with you.
I do understand. Well, actually, we did inform Cody about it, that we are unable to edit those because those are old listings, and we do not have access to them anymore, and we're not optimizing them anymore because those are old ones, and that again, because of the updates that we've been doing, we do not promote businesses under those listings because they're more on, I understand that for you, you do see them as websites that a lot of people are checking, but we are able to get some numbers that most of the websites that we had before are actually potentially providing spam calls, okay? Spam calls towards businesses that we're listing. That is why we have made updates and edits towards just putting in a couple, I mean, a lot of directory listings that's going to make your NAP, we call it NAP name, address, and phone number, to be more, you know, be more established and be more visible when someone searches for it. Now, you did mention that it's not resulting or it's not affecting good to your Google business profile, but I
Yeah, if anything, it's been harmful since the change, to be honest with you.
But I do see our Google business profile on the first page, though.
When you type in our Ferguson's?
You don't, I mean, when you do search for your business, you don't type in your business name, because that is not how we see customers are typing it in. We do usually use keywords. So you have to use it. Say, for example, you're an HVAC contractor. You need to look for an HVAC contractor. I mean, you can hear Littleton, because that is your local area. That is where the business is listed. So I did type in HVAC Littleton, and that I did see you on the first page. If you do the search in your ad, please disregard those that says sponsored ads, because those are Google ads. Those are paid ads. I do see you're currently on the first page.
Maybe that's because you guys search us up every once in a while, but when I search up on my phone, or say my girlfriend's phone, or like some like one of my friends or a customer even, I would say it does not pop up on the first page if you type in Littleton HVAC Highlands Ranch, or even if you type Ferguson's HVAC, Ferguson's Heating and Cooling, we're probably at the bottom of the page, or if not
but
on the second page.
Okay, let me just check first. Because if you do a lot of search, okay, when you do a search, might as well clear your cache and cookies too when you can. Because previous searches can also affect current searches. So that's
My previous searches, if anything, if I'm searching and I'm clicking on mine, it would pop up Ferguson's higher, if anything. And I do clear the cache, and I do go through different people's phones that have not searched Ferguson's or HVAC at all, and it just, we're not on the first page. This is simply not true.
That's weird. I can actually show you my screen right now if you want. I'm typing in Ferguson's HVAC in Littleton, and you're currently still on the first page.
Are you logged into your Google account?
Yes, I am. I'm
so
logged
that's,
into
that's why.
Because
you searched us before and you've clicked on us before, so
but
when you're logged into your Google account, it'll boost us more because you've looked into ours before. It's like for a complete stranger or a new lead or a new customer, we would not pop up on the first page.
Let me try go ahead and check it under incognito, okay?
Because
incognito doesn't say searches. Let me try and check. Yes, I would say still the same. It's showing on the first page. I can send you a screenshot as well. I'm using incognito.
Yeah, I mean, if you could email those screenshots over, I mean, that's just simply not what's happening out in out in the world, I guess. Maybe in your guys' world, but not in ours.
Well, we have to also at least, you know, for us to get it resolved to Philip, we have to know what keywords are being typed in when it comes to these, you know, searches that you're doing. Send us screenshots as well so we can use it as a reference in making necessary steps to get your Google business profile boosted. But for now, this is what we're going to do to help out the Google business profile. Currently, we're doing twice a week posting. Is it okay if we increase it to 3 times a week? Just so we can establish
The postings aren't a problem. The postings are actually a lot better than they were, and that's one thing that has been resolved in a good way. But I mean, my big issue was the listings and just the removal of those, and like when Google searches, they search for the most useful websites. They don't go into these websites. Like, these things are, there's gibberish in some of them, to be honest with you, and that's not good. That's not good for us. That's not good for Google. That's just not how it works. And it's kind of a problem for us because our work has dropped down significantly from the time of these changes. So I don't know what needs to be resolved, but it's a big problem for us. So
I do understand that. But when it comes to directories listings do impact Google Business Profile because they act as a source of truth for Google's algorithm to verify business legitimacy. That is why we just mainly use the NAP or the name, address, and phone number, because this directly influences local search rankings, visibility, and consumer trust. That is why as much we do listen into these sets of directories listings, and as per our research too, the reason why we've moved up to those set of directories listings is because they're significantly going or providing a positive impact towards rankings on the Google Business Profile.
They haven't positively impacted our business though. Like that's what I'm trying to tell you. They've done nothing but hurt our business when this change has happened. And I don't know what I need to do to get it changed, or if we just need to switch companies. We don't want to switch companies because we know that's going to affect us. So you guys kind of have us trapped right now, and that's not what we want to feel like our relationship with this, because we had nothing but – we were doing just fine before all these – like we requested some of these changes, and it's just made problems after problems after problems. And trying to go through your channels and go through the different people, hey, oh, I'm going to set up a call for you tomorrow. Oh, okay, I answer the call. Oh, I actually can't help you with that. Oh, okay, I'm going to set up with a call for you. It's been 5 times this week, I think, alone. Maybe not 5 exactly, but around there, where I've gotten a call from somebody and they say they can't help.
I do apologize for that experience. I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to be, for now, okay? I'm not saying I'm not going to be able to resolve it, but I will be checking with our team, our quality team, and our tech team regarding the directories listings. I'm not able to provide you anything yet. I do not want to overpromise. I do not want to provide you incorrect information, but I'm going to update you tomorrow about how we can move forward with this. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. But also at the same time, I do want to schedule you a call. Again, this call is going to be specifically for the website, since we will be discussing the directories listing. Okay?
Right.
All right. Is there any best time I can get you scheduled tomorrow?
Let me check my work schedule tomorrow, because we do have an install up in one. One second.
Okay.
I'll say any time from 11 p.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, 11 p.m. and that's Mountain Time.
Mountain Time, yep.
Yeah. Now, I can still see you at about 11:30 p.m. and a.m.
Okay.
Is that okay?
A.m. Yeah, that works.
All right. Get that scheduled. But you're free to answer my phone call anytime tomorrow, or do you have a
I should be able to answer your phone call. My only concern is we have an hour long drive tomorrow, and some places have dead zones. And just in the morning, I wouldn't like the call, or like late afternoon, I wouldn't like the call, because we'll be on the road. And like, while it would work for most of it, I don't want to drop the call or have something affect it where I can't hear because cutting out bad service on the highway.
But don't worry, if ever you're not available, because I would still depend on the tech team, the quality team, as to how we can proceed with the directories listings. In that case, if I'm not able to reach you, I'll make sure to give you a call on the next day. Okay?
Yeah.
Or you could just simply let me know, and then we can schedule another call from there. But no worries, if I don't reach you, I'll definitely make another attempt tomorrow, the next day. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll schedule you a call tomorrow with one of our specialists. That's going to be 11:30 Mountain Time. and then I'll get in touch with you as soon as I do get a response from our quality team and directory, you know, the tech team, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for your time, Philip. Again, we do sincerely apologize about the experience, this whole experience that you're having, but we will definitely do our best to, you know, of course, to get everything accordingly and to help your business get back up again.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your day.